the crush story I'm going to tell is not just one. It's three crush stories. It took me like three crushes to get my first kiss with a woman. So bear with me and just come with me to a journey. We're going to start in middle school. We're going to start in fifth grade. There we go. We're going to start in fifth grade, and I think I should change these names. I'm going to change the names. Okay. So we're going to start in fifth grade with Melanie, and Melanie was in my fifth grade class. And Melanie and I always sat next to each other because we were both honor students. And so, like, the honors table was kind of small. We repped it hard, right? And Melanie had the longest hair that I ever saw, like, a black girl have. Because, you know, when we were young in the early 90s, like, weave wasn't, like, a thing that fifth graders could wear. So I was amazed. Like, long hair was rare. And I would just, like, smile at her and just smile. And she would... In my head, in my fifth grade eyes, she was smiling back. But when I, like, recalled these to a therapist, she wasn't quite smiling like I thought she was. So Melanie and I, we both played sports, but I played basketball and she played soccer because I was in Germany at the time. And so she was a really great soccer player, and I was kind of okay at basketball at the time. But I decided that, because during lunch, you know, there was a soccer field, there were basketball courts, or you could just, like, free play. So I left my basketball court sanctuary and was like, I'm going to play some soccer because Melanie likes soccer players, and obviously I have to do that. I'm not good at soccer, and I don't know which direction I should be running in. And that's what I learned that day. That was that crush lesson that I don't know. I still don't know. I thought I was going to learn about it. I was just like, I'm not meant for it. So I didn't score the goal that I thought I was going to score and point at her, because that was my plan. Like, the whole lunch, because lunch recess, the whole lunch, like, I'm eating my sandwich, like, yes. Like, she is about to be just blown away by my athleticism and my ability to point her out on a full soccer field and let her know it was her. She did help me up when I fell. She didn't smile. She kind of just like, why are you here? But in my fifth grade eyes, that was a smile. So I was like, action. So that was my fifth grade crush, and that was awesome. So I moved on. I had minor crushes. And then in 10th grade, changed the name, Sarah. In 10th grade, Sarah, she was like one of the prettiest girls in my high school. Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was in Maine, and so she was like the only other black girl in my high school. So, like, I'm not going to lie to you people. Like, she wasn't that pretty, but... survival. I was a militant when I was a kid. I still am, kind of. Anyway, so Sarah was going to be like my black queen, and we were just going to do things. Mind you, I was terrified of doing anything with girls. Like, it's not like I was having crushes, and like, if a girl came up to me and was like, Ty, I'm ready, I'm like, to do what? You know? But Sarah was as pretty as she was going to be against the competition. So my 10th grade at the... I played basketball, but I was better by then because I had 5 years of trying to impress my other mini crushes in between. And as a result, I was really, really good at basketball and watching cheerleading practice. I was also a professional cheerleading practice watcher. Sarah wasn't on the cheerleading team. She was like probably on the debate team. She was really nerdy. I don't know why I like Sarah, okay, y'all, but at the time, she was it. So I would, again, it was like the same thing. Like, she had a hobby, then like I had to have some kind of a hobby with related or exactly like that. So, so what I learned from that is that I'm not good at photography. I'm not really a cross country runner. I don't care about stamps. And that's what it was good to learn. But I was going to be that because that's what my black queen wanted me to be. I think I probably talked to her twice, you know, and it's sad because if you're like the only other black person in an all white environment, it's very natural to talk to the only other black person. Like even if you have nothing in common, like you see each other, I see each other, it's a nod, and then we get together. So it was actually more awkward for me to stay away from her than just to fumble into conversation. Like it was just very obvious that I was avoiding her because I wasn't ready yet. And once I acquired the skills that she liked, then I would talk to her. That didn't happen until the end of the school year. I was about to move to Germany, and she told me she was wearing this shirt. I can't remember. It was like whatever the popular brand was at some popular brand at the time. And I was like, I have a shirt like that, but it's different. And yeah, it's really cool. She's like, what? I didn't even. Oh, that's really cool. You should wear it. And the next day was the last day of school. And I was like, I'm going to wear it tomorrow. Here's a couple things about my version of the shirt. It was the sweater version. And also, like, I got it at least a year before. And then, you know, like, in adolescence, a school year is, like, you know, two different sizes. So I came to school, like, in this... It was, like, right here, guys. Like, right here. Like, it was just... And I knew, like, when I put it on, I was like, I don't know if this is how I want to leave Maine. Like, you know, like, I don't know if this should be my last impression people see this, but I didn't care because Sarah wanted to see it. And so I found her in the hallway. All right, I'm going to walk up. This mic is Sarah. Just... Right? She was like, oh, you got it. And then she was like, good luck in Germany. Yeah, and I was, yeah. All right now. And so I'm going to go to my last crush real quick. So 12th grade, Alex is her change name. And by this time, I've moved up in basketball and also in my crush game, right? So Alex was new to the school that senior year, and we were on the basketball team together. And we became close, like really, really close, right? And so we worked together as well. We had like a job at Burger King, and we would find ourselves very close to each other all the time. Also, by this time, I had talked myself out of the fact that I like girls. So it was really weird that I could not stop spending time with her. And we would find ourselves in compromising positions. Well, other people would find us in compromising positions that we didn't realize we were doing. For example, I swear, y'all, I promise, we were in the Burger King freezer and talking. And our manager came in, and he stopped, and he looked at us weird. And I'm like, why is he looking at us weird? And I kid you not, my hand was just like chilling on her breast, like just not, I don't remember playing with it. It was just like chilling. And I looked at him and he looked at the hand, I was like, I don't know. And then another time in computer science class, we were sitting there and our mice shouldn't even be together because we're like both right-handed, so I don't know why. And someone came, and we're just talking, like, that's how much I don't even realize this, I'm touching her. And we're just talking, looking at her computer, and someone else comes by and was like, oh, hey, y'all. I'm like, what's up? And then they look, all three of us go to my hand at the same time. It's just like, well, I was like, oh, because I'm holding her hand. Fine, fair enough. That's weird. So to wrap the story up, it's prom time. I don't have a prom date. She doesn't have a prom date. We're going to go to prom together. That's fine. Okay, yeah, sure. So I tell my mom she's not happy about this, but she's just happy that I'm wearing a dress. So I was like, fine, just whatever you want to do, right? So we go to prom together. Everyone, and it's a very small school. So when I say everyone, it's like all 40 of my senior class. Everyone goes to a club after. Like, everyone's like, everyone can go out. And my mom gave me no curfew that night. So I was like, go to your club with your friend or figure out how to cuddle. And I figured out how to cuddle. We lived in these like big apartment buildings, so we just like walked up to the stairwell, and it was like this empty stairwell, and we just like cuddled all night. It was like the best day ever. I didn't get my kiss. My kiss is like the next woman, but my crush like ended on a sweet note. All right, thanks guys.